Welcome to the Reflections on Leadership podcast with Carl Bimshaw.
The impact of leadership styles on decision making. Imagine a workplace where leaders make decisions in isolation, leaving team members disengaged and stifling creativity. Unfortunately, this nightmare is a reality when working with an authoritarian leadership style. Have you ever considered how your preferred leadership style influences decision-making? It's about making choices, how those choices are made, and the subsequent ripple effects they create. Some examples. The autocratic leadership style, the my way or the highway, while it may result in quick decisions, it comes at a cost. Team members feel their opinions don't matter, leading to demotivation and disengagement. The team could have a goldmine of ideas, insights, and perspectives, but these valuable resources remain undiscovered due to their lack of involvement in decision-making. The democratic leadership style, let's all vote on it. Involving team members in decision-making can lead to creative and diverse solutions. However, it's important to be mindful that it can also be time-consuming and may result in decision paralysis, just like trying to pick pizza toppings with friends who can't agree on anything. The laissez-faire leadership style, you do you. Delegating, perhaps abdicating, decision-making to the team can be empowering. However, team members may make inconsistent decisions without clear direction and guidance, leading to confusion, lack of alignment, absence of boundaries, and potential chaos. The transformational leadership style, let's dream big. Dreaming big and inspiring team members to work towards a shared goal can result in innovative and strategic decisions. However, it's important to be cautious of getting too caught up in lofty goals without paying attention to practical details. The servant leadership style, putting others first. By prioritizing the needs of team members and actively listening to their perspectives, the leader creates a culture of engagement, creativity, and ownership. However, this approach requires leaders to be skilled in active listening, empathy, and understanding the needs of others. It's about being attentive to the concerns and ideas of team members and valuing their contributions. Leaders must be mindful of their leadership style and adapt it to suit the situation. Sometimes a directive decision is necessary, while in other situations, a collaborative approach is more appropriate. Striking the right balance and involving team members in decision-making is crucial to ensure that diverse perspectives are considered. The leadership style you adopt sets the tone for decision-making. It can foster a positive and collaborative environment or create toxicity, as seen with authoritarian leadership. In this style, the leader swoops in, barks orders, and makes decisions without seeking input. Team members feel like mere cogs in a machine, with no chance to voice their opinions or contribute ideas. As a result, creativity and innovation are stifled, leaving the team disheartened, unmotivated, and simply going through the motions to survive. This is hardly a recipe for success. In servant leadership, the leader focuses on the needs of the team. They listen actively to their input and empower them to make decisions. When team members feel heard, valued, and included in decision-making, they become engaged, motivated, and committed to the team's goals. This fosters creativity and innovation, and the team is ready to tackle any challenge enthusiastically. Yes, it does take more time and effort to involve team members in decision-making, but the payoff is worth the investment. Your team becomes engaged, productive, and loyal. Reflect on your leadership style. Are you more of a servant leader, or do you lean toward the authoritarian side? Are you making decisions in isolation or involving your team in the process? Are you fostering a culture of collaboration and creativity or stifling it with autocracy? It's important to recognize that team members have valuable contributions to offer, and involving them in the decision-making process can lead to more informed and effective outcomes. Finding a balance between including team members and making timely decisions is crucial to avoid endless deliberation. Effective leaders provide the necessary guidance and structure to ensure that everyone is working towards a common goal in a coordinated manner. Balancing big aspirations with practical considerations is key to ensuring successful outcomes. When leaders genuinely care about the well-being and opinions of their team, it fosters a positive and collaborative work environment. The impact of your leadership style on decision-making is significant and can directly influence whether your team is powerful and engaged or ignored and demotivated. It shapes the quality and effectiveness of the decisions made and ultimately the success of your team and organization. So it's best to ditch the autocratic approach that many less effective leaders continue to clutch foolishly. It will take more effort, but leadership is about developing yourself and others. It's worth that effort. This has been Carl Bimshaw. Thanks for listening. keep advancing confidently in the direction of your dreams, and help others along the way.
You want to be the best manager and leader you can be, but let's face it, it's exhausting. Some days you feel overwhelmed and you don't even know where to start. Did you know there's a way you can improve your leadership without spending a small fortune? With titles like How to Manage Change, Lead on Purpose, and the Sales Management Monthly Briefing, you'll get a better grasp on your leadership development. Choose from a collection of innovative journals or a series of practical guides with self-assessments, provocative questions, and clear instructions to help you take meaningful action. Use the leadership workbooks on your own or with your team at your own pace. You'll uncover new perspectives and get profound insights. Leadership workbooks are interactive, thought-provoking, and affordable. You'll want to get extra copies because they are a great leadership resource to have on hand for your organization. Check them out at leadershipworkbooks.com.
Thank you for listening to the Reflections on Leadership podcast, produced by Carl Bimshaw Consulting, the leadership development and accountability firm that helps busy professionals to challenge, disrupt, and dramatically reduce the influence of lousy leadership in their business. Learn more at carlbimshawconsulting.com. Manage better, lead well.